This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Daily Check-In, the show that is all about the ways in which our lives have changed during the MCO. I'm Lee Chui Lin.
Sharaf, swapping over to being the one who calls in from home this week. And fair warning, everyone, today we're going to be talking about feelings.
Okay, so we had a small technical difficulty there. So if anyone missed that, that's Hezril. Hezril's calling in from home. And yes, we are talking about feelings today because if there's one thing that's clear, it's that being asked to stay home and away from a lot of the usual people and activities that we hold dear has affected the way that a lot of us feel. I mean, I've been swinging back and forth between feeling like it's okay and appreciating the time that I have at home and, you know, somewhat enjoying it, and then getting really restless and anxious and missing the world because who knows what's really happening or what will happen. And so besides feelings, we also wanted to talk today about what's been working to kind of make us a little bit happier. And I find that having a routine and exercising has been doing wonders for my mental health.
Yeah, I definitely find that exercising has helped me to clear my headspace. But I have to say that I'm in the same boat as you, Lynn, because, you know, sometimes it really is just a wild card. And I've brought it up, but I'll say it again. I miss being in a space full of people so much. And it's driving me crazy, shall I say, that there's this constant sense of uncertainty with this whole situation.
So we're not alone in this, I'm sure. If you'd like to talk to us about how you've been feeling, how you've been managing your emotional health during this MCO, and what makes you happy at the moment, you can, of course, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. And yes, joining us on the line today to check in are Elin Pao, founder of Rawsome, and Prakash Daniel, comedian. Elin, Prakash, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Prakash.
I'm good. Hi, Elin.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Because I was stalking you yesterday, I was like, who is Prakash? And I was like going through your Instagram. So throughout this MCO, I've been like a stalker, going through Instagram one by one and understanding the social media.
Don't worry, I'm sure that lots of other people have been doing the same. We're all on social media now.
Yeah, we all have a lot of time on our hands.
Yeah,
that's right. It's all about the content as well right now.
Yeah, you're right.
How have you guys been feeling throughout this MCO? And has it changed over the weeks? Prakash, would you like to go first?
Okay, cool. It's very interesting that you guys actually like calling me and actually talking to me about this, because at the start of the MCO, it was really amazing because, like, you know, I've been writing a lot, you know, trying to like work on ideas that I wrote before and like rehashing old jokes and like rewriting stuff. And then in the midst of all this happening, actually, my dad fell ill. So he's actually currently in the hospital right now. But there's always a silver lining, because, you know, they always say tragedy plus time equals to comedy. So I've been like finding all the funny things that's been happening in the process of like also trying to help my dad and stuff like that. So it's been interesting. So, yeah.
Elin, what about you?
For me, right, this MCO has really put me in perspective, like, because before this, I'm like always rushing for work, you know, running here, running there, like 24 hours in a day is never enough for me. And also because I have a special kid, a boy who is a little bit autistic. So during this whole MCO period, right, I'm like stuck in the house with him, you know, I get to observe him, understand him, you know, listen to him, spend a lot of time with him, and also with my teenager who is turning into a monster right now. So I guess for me it's something positive, like, you know, before that I'm like working like a dog, right? And then by the time I come back around 4, I'm like so freaking tired. I'm like, whatever, do whatever you want to do, I don't care, you know. But now it's like, oh, okay, I've got nothing to do but to look at these two monkeys, right? I'm like, wow, you know, I have really learn a lot from this whole situation.
And I guess, you know, the follow-up to that is, what are you finding affecting your emotional state at the most? Because you've both got a lot on your plates. I mean, Prakash, maybe you could start us off. And by the way, I really hope your dad is okay.
Yeah, well, so today, we just got the news today. So they've done because he had a slight heart complication, but the test came back. It's negative for COVID. I mean, like, so it's all good. So that's good news. But other than that, how I've been coping, because, you know, the job that I do, it's always in front of people, you know, and it's very frustrating not to have someone, I mean, like, people to perform to, you know, and like, I've been like trying to like find ways to like, you know, try to reach the audience in a different way, which has been very stressful as well, because it's weird to just sit in front of your computer or your phone and tell jokes. So, and that has been like, you know, so I'm trying to do more different things, like in a way, like trying to like, I do like a Instagram live show, like from Thursdays to Sundays. And I've been trying to talk to people, not only comedians, but like people from other industries, especially from the creative industry, to see how they are also coping. So like, it's more like a collaboration of like ideas and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to keep that conversation going rather than just like, being like quiet, you know. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. So yeah,
Elin, what about you?
For me, what I've been doing is, because we're in the F&B business, right? And we really got affected during this period, because we are not a brand that does baking or ice cream and whatnot, because things like that people cannot do, man. Not everybody can bake one, man, correct? But everyone can try to cook, you know, no matter how, so at least your food can at least can eat, right? You know what to say, like, it tastes like shit, what so. So now, because of this NCO period, everyone is a chef, you know, so obviously we are being affected. So for me over here, I'm like trying to figure out ways on how can I bring in income just to be able to sustain throughout this period. So I've been doing like turning around the table, like selling frozen ready-to-eat items as well, and do small little videos and put it up on my social media just to tell people, like, you know, actually getting frozen food and then just baking it and add this and add that, you can come up with a meal, you know, like just to give those who don't know how to cook ideas on how to stay at home and still have healthy options, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think that leads me to the thought that I was having, which is that you're both actually involved in industries that would be pretty directly affected by the MCO. Mm. I mean, like Elin, you were just talking about that. Prakash, you also mentioned that telling jokes to your computer screen is not exactly maybe what you're used to doing. So how have things been? Elin, maybe you can start us off.
As in how we trying to stay afloat during this MCO period, you mean?
I think how you've been affected, and then also what you're doing.
Sales, in terms of sales, we are really, really badly affected. Everyone is also very, very careful, like when they order food, or they are also very worried whether it's clean or not, or the virus is around now. So they rather cook at home, you know, and it's also time for them to learn something new, like trying to do noodles or cook a certain dish, you know. So for us, it's like, like slap in the face. So we try to, because at one point in time, I know if you were to cook every day, you'll get so sick of it, and you will sure one day order something from a cafe or a restaurant. So what we're trying to do right now is, we hope that day will happen, that you're so sick of cooking and you don't know what to cook anymore, and then you just take the phone and then you just dial our number. Because I'm so sick of cooking every day in the house as well. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who are having the same problem. And my friends is like, what to eat today? What to cook today? So I feel that everyone is in the same boat. So give and take, maybe another few more days, everyone will be like so sick of their cooking, they probably order something from us.
Prakash?
Yeah, so what I have been doing, I mean, like, not me alone, but like a few of the other comedians, actually, it's like some of us had the opportunity, actually, we've been hired by a few companies, like, you know, like a bit more MNC companies as well. So like, I actually did like a corporate show to this company, and there were like 200 people watching me on their online platform. But what I had to do is I couldn't just do pure stand up. So I had to do like a bit more interaction stuff. So it's more like talking to them, you know, coming up with ideas, and we played some little games up and down, and that I've been trying to get this kind of jobs just here and there a bit to sustain me, especially when it comes to finances. And also, like a few of the comedy clubs also been like, I mean, there's only two comedy clubs in KL right now. So they have been working on working with some of the comics and doing the weekend shows in aid of charity. But because of charity, so of course, we'll get some token there. But other than that, I think so, like what I've been doing personally as well is just coming out with different content, which is not stand-up based, but more comedy-based. Other than, because stand-up itself, it's so hard to just perform in front of a camera. So like I do a lot of like just like Instagram content and like, you know, just I do memes and stuff like that. I mean, we have like a lot of funny things coming out right now in the news. So I try to see how I can twist it and make it funny and putting out content in that sense. So, yeah.
So on that note then, Prakash, has this changed the way you think about your work and, you know, moving on beyond this MCO?
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of not only for comedians, but I think so everyone in the arts, they've kind of like moving on. I mean, me personally, I feel it's such a good opportunity to really grow as a comedian or an artist, because like now you know, like, okay, there are this type of streaming platforms that you can use. There's like, you know, and like it kind of really gives you the option of really being creative next time. I think it's also the future, because when I did the Melbourne Comedy Festival like 2 years ago, and then this year, the whole festival got cancelled, you know, and all the comedians that I met there have been doing shows online, you know, and it's very hard for them to actually sell tickets. So maybe this is the time that a lot of people like musicians, comedians, even poets and stuff like that can come up with ways of like, actually, okay, if you're going to do an online show, how are we going to sell tickets? What are we going to give the audience? What are we going to get in return? So there's a lot of room to learn and improve. So I think that would be an amazing way to also present comedy to the World Wide Web, I would say, yeah.
Andy Lin, what about on your end?
Yeah, so I think what Pakashe is pretty much what I'm thinking as well. Since this MCO thing started, I've been thinking like how vulnerable we are in this industry. Like when things like this happen, we are like almost crippled, you know. So I think the best time right now is doing things online. For us, F&B is a little bit hard because you have to prepare things very fresh, and logistics is always a problem for us. So I have been thinking like out of the box, like, you know, okay, fine, you already started this, you have cafes, you have like few outlets, you know, how do you move on from that? If there's another, another virus that comes in again and it's going to hit you like more than 6 months or a year, how the hell are you going to sustain, you know, how are you going to support your staff, how are you going to support your team, you know, how you need to turn around. So I guess doing things online, innovate your product, change it, and make it available so that you can at least post it, mail it, you know. Because right now for us, logistics is a really, really a huge problem for us, because we send our food fresh and that is the problem. Yeah.
So on the line with us today, we have Ilin Pao, founder of Rawsome, and Prakash Daniel, a comedian. And together, we're just talking about managing our emotional health during the MCO, because honestly, with so much changing, it's no wonder that a lot of us are also feeling a little bit of an emotional roller coaster. If you'd like to weigh in on how you've been dealing with your own emotions during this time, you can, of course, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We also have a poll going up on at BFM Radio, which you can join in, or you can just also tweet us there. We're going to be back right after this on the Daily Check-In, BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony, BFM 89.9.
It is 4:20 in the afternoon and you're listening to The Daily Check-In, the show that looks at the small, simple ways our lives have changed under the MCO. I am Lee Chui Lin here in the studio, and from home we have Hezril Ashraf.
Hi.
Hi, indeed.
I know how you feel now, calling in from home. So it's quite interesting to see.
Yeah, this is a role reversal from last week. So, of course, as always, we also have two guests who are joining us on the line today. Ilan Pao, founder of Rossum, and Prakash Daniel, a comedian. And just to say very briefly that we do have a poll running on Twitter, which is asking, what are you doing to manage your emotional health? And of that, 40%, which is the overwhelming majority, have said that creating a routine has helped. And that leads me to you guys. I mean, do you have a routine going that works for you at the moment? And how long did it take you to build it? Ilan, do you have a routine?
Yeah, I do. So actually, I'm a very routine person. So when this whole lockdown comes in, I'm like, okay, sure, no problem. You know, I just go and do my own routine. So my routine is I wake up at 7 because my son is an alarm clock. So he comes to the room and he wakes you up, and if you don't open your eyes, he will just force you to open your eyes. So I'll wake up and I'll have my coffee, and then I'll check my emails, and I do some work, and then I work out for 2 hours in my balcony. So that will be around 10 to 12. And then after that, I will rest and I will have lunch with my kids, and then I'll start and I'll continue doing my work and then prepare dinner and then nighttime. Voila, one day done.
Did it take you a while to settle into it, or for you it was like you said, because you've always been a routine person, so it was kind of all right?
It was easy, but the working out is really, really hard because I used to go to the gym to work out with people, right? And now it's like there's no one around you, and you just have this small little space with the balcony and the headset, right? I'm like, how do I do this? But the first 10 minutes is always a pain. But once you pass the 10 minutes, right, then it's like, ooh, 2 hours, I'm done. Yeah.
Prakash, what about you? What does routine look like for you?
So routine for me currently looks like, because like I said before this, all my shows were usually like at night. So now the night has become like where I do most of my writing now. So that I'm trying to train that. But in the mornings, I've been like learning to cook. So it's been amazing. I've been eating pretty healthy, so that has been like the new routine. So I have to go and check, like, okay, what vegetables I can buy today from the supermarket in TTDI, and I have to hunt, okay, if this supermarket doesn't have this, what else I can get and what to... So that has been my routine. Other than that, I've been, like, listening to a lot of, like, podcasts and also, like, watching a lot of documentaries on, like, design processes and also ideation processes. So that has been, like... pretty much my routine, just watching more stand-up by different comedians, I guess. So that has been another thing that I've been doing. So yeah,
you both have such a nice healthy routine, can I just say? I feel a bit envious, like listening to you guys. I'm like, oh, that's very nice. I can see how there's a lot of pockets of little moments of joy there.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think sometimes it's very hard to come to a point where, because you really have to force yourself to do something, because I'm a very extroverted person. And me being inside in the house has been so hard for me. So I had to tell myself, like, okay, you cannot, because I get grumpy and I say, like, I cannot do this. I need to find ways to make sure I'm happy. So I had to force myself to, like, even like writing, especially sometimes I do write, but like now I'm like, okay, I write for a while. Maybe I'll take a break, have a coffee, or maybe try different milk. Maybe I'll try soy milk today with my coffee or something. Okay, then I go back and write again or something. So yeah.
You see, during this MCO period, everyone is a chef, everyone is a barista.
This is true. This is true. Everyone's been making coffee.
Yeah. I've turned from an alcoholic to a coffee addict. So I've been taking like 4 to 5 glasses of coffee in a day. Oh my goodness, it's crazy.
So on top of these, some of these things you mentioned then, what else makes you... you know, at your happiest at this moment, and how has this changed from before? I know Aline said, you know, you enjoy your routine, and you know, previously you enjoyed alcohol.
Actually, right, beggars can be choosers. Okay, I mean, I wish I can go out and have my drinks, or you know, go to a bar or somewhere, but then again, you cannot, man. So you have to make the best out of it. So I'm a very optimistic person. You know, I try to turn the negative one into a positive one. Even though I'm not happy, I try to be happy. It doesn't work this way, I'll make sure it works in another way. So since you cannot go out and drink, then you drink coffee, lor. Same also, more caffeine, you know. And then I play the piano, you know, I irritate my kids, because normally they will irritate me, right, when I'm so freaking tired. So now I'm so free, so this round, this whole 2-3 weeks, right, I'll be irritating my daughter, and she can't stand me. She asked me to, like, Ma, please, out. So I'm like a clown in the house, you know, because there's nothing else to do, you know, and then you want to stop in the house and just like, no, Ma. So just enjoy it while you can, you know, because I know after this whole period of lockdown will be over, everyone will be so busy, and we won't be able to spend time together anymore. I mean, as in like 24/7 like that.
And Prakash?
So can you just repeat the question again, once again?
Yeah, so what do you find makes you, you know, most happy at this moment, and how has it changed from before?
Okay, cool. So basically, the funny thing is, my girlfriend and myself, we live like really close, but the problem is because of the MCO, we can't see each other. So we've been like finding ways to like, okay, let's play a game and like, you know, talk to each other on the phone, that kind of thing. That's been making me happy. The other thing is also like, because other than doing comedy, I used to do photography a lot. So I've been actually, every day I come out of the patio, I sit outside my porch, and there's been like a couple of birds flying near my house. I've been trying to capture them. So like, last week I got some really nice pictures of these particular two birds, and then at night I took photos of the moon. So I'm trying to. It's nice. I'm like kind of like finding a rekindling, you know, like that passion for photography again as well. So that's what has been making me happy as well. So yeah.
So while we're talking about that, right, we do have a tweet that's come in from someone who goes by Namaste at Home, which I thought was worth reading aloud, and. It says working, and the answer, and working here being the answer to what are you doing to manage your emotional health, which I thought we touched earlier on how your work has been affected. But actually, generally speaking, how important is work for you guys in terms of your happiness, you know, on an ordinary basis outside of the MCO? Is work a big part of your happiness?
Yeah, I mean, like for me, especially, it's, I mean, the reason why I do stand-up is like, you know, the pure rush and joy that you get when a joke lands and you hear like 200 people laughing, that is work for me, you know, and I truly enjoy it, you know, so, and I miss that, you know, so I think it's a good thing. I know working is good, but like, now we have to find ways to be creative to work as well, you know, so that's my take on it, I would say, yeah.
Elin, what about you and work? Does it make you happy?
I do enjoy my work some days. Some days I don't, because sometimes schedule can be really, really crazy and then you like, they're tired. But throughout this whole period, I really miss interaction with my customers, you know, my suppliers, my staff, you know, because they're part of the team for Awesome. So... For me, what I've been doing is I've been constantly posting up, updating my Instagram or my Instagram stories. So whenever the minute somebody texts me or messages me, I was like, oh, okay, I'm good. Let me answer you. And I'm like, things like that give me joy, like, you know, because you cannot see them in person. So it's just text. So I'm like 24/7 on the phone, you know, messaging my customers and like answering any question, like anything. Like, you just ask me, I'll just answer you, like, long one
as well. Just on that note, Chris on Twitter is also saying, work like any other day, work keeps me sane. So work is becoming a real theme that's running through this, which I didn't expect.
Yeah, I guess also it also depends on like the nature of work. I mean, like for me, like, you know, because I do, so it's considered freelance work and it's a bit more on the creative side. So we do have our challenges of like actually presenting how we want to work, compared to like people who actually have like a 9-to-5 and office job or what. But like I still find you know, joy doing what I do, you know. So yeah, it is the main theme, because we all have to eat and we need the money. So yeah.
Now, so there's been a mixture of narratives on social media, right? A lot of people, well, some people at least, are going with this very motivational, you know, now is the time to be better approach, while others are pushing back against that pressure. And, you know, looking through this through the lens that this is a collectively difficult time. So, you know, there shouldn't actually be pressure to be, you know, super productive and super positive Where do you guys land on this sort of argument?
I mean, for me, if you ask me, I would say, like I said earlier, like, you know, my job relies on like being in front of people. And I think so, like, I usually just, for me, I always have that idea of like thought of life, like, you know, like, okay, you have to do well in order to earn a living, you know, but like sometimes just because of a circumstances, you add in so much of effort. And then if it's not fruitful, you're going to be even more disappointed because you're in this period of like that's a lull moment for a lot of people, you know. So the people be like wondering like, hey, what's actually going on? I'm actually working so hard, but there's no result. So rather than putting so much expectation on yourself, just keep on maintaining what you do, I guess. You know, that will be a better approach, in my opinion, I would say.
True. I'm just thinking, right, okay, there's everyone is like doing, oh, be positive, you know, you have to do this, you know, it's time to be better. Yes, true enough. But sometimes it's really, really hard. Okay, I'm just thinking for people that are not so not so lucky like us, you know, like, okay, for example, I have a lot of stuff, you know, they are like earning like so, I mean, they have so much financial burden, you know, that they have to take in consideration, you know, and then on top of this, things like this happen, you know, the wife cannot find work and then the kids in the house, and you know, as much as he wants to be a better person, he cannot, you know. So I'm just thinking, for us, yes, we are the lucky ones. We can improve ourselves because we have the time. You know, we have some kind of financial stability that can sustain us, like, you know. What about the others, you know? Like, not everyone is as lucky as us. But I'm just thinking, like, yeah, I mean, to them, it's like, what la better? It's like I'm trying to think what I'm going to provide on the table for my kids more than, you know, trying to improve myself, you know. So I'm just thinking this line, you know, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
Absolutely. No. I think that makes a lot of sense. And that also speaks to how many different types of experiences or different types of lives, right, that are being affected by the MCO. Okay, so in closing then, is there a message that you'd like to share to the people listening, whether it's about staying emotionally healthy or just generally dealing with the MCO? Elin, what do you think?
My message is, you've got no choice. You know, you're stuck here. You know, if you keep on bickering and complaining, it will not bring you anywhere. So my message is, just be positive. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, just make the best out of it, you know, find things, you know, to bring for yourself or to make time to do this or whatever. Stop complaining. Stop making yourself miserable, you know, because you cannot do anything, man. You're stuck. Yeah.
Prakash, what do you reckon?
Okay, so basically my message would be like, I mean, like, I know I'm in the arts. I'm actually kind of like speaking on behalf of all my peers in the arts and stuff like that. I think like right now I would say like, if you see anything like being put out by like anyone, like from any art form, like really just help to share, because, you know, like a lot of us are just really doing this because, like, you know, we just want everyone to be happy as well. So just share the goodness, spread the word, because there's so many good things coming out from the music scene, from the comedy scene, from the poetry scene. You know, everyone is doing something so that everyone will be okay during this period. So that is my only message, I would say, yeah.
Fantastic. Elin, Prakash, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you so much
for having me.
That was Elin Pao, founder of Rossum, and comedian Prakash Daniel speaking to us about what they're currently doing to stay emotionally healthy during the MCO. And again, if you would like to weigh in and let us know what you've been doing or how you've been feeling, really, you can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio, where I have to say that after we've got 101 votes on a poll, and 41.6% still say creating a routine has been the main thing that they've done to manage their emotional health. And then neck and neck is exercise, finding new hobbies, and then lastly, it's other.
Yeah, so definitely exercise. It's good to see that exercise is there. Because I've actually heard people who say, like, even after this MCO is lifted, they actually don't want to subscribe back to their gyms. They find out that they're able to do it at home.
There are a lot of, I think there's going to be a lot of reckoning when it comes to how much money people were spending on things after this. And I'll be interested to see how that affects different industries as well. I think a lot's going to change. So while we've been asking people how they've been feeling, we've had some messages come through. So V says, I lost my dad suddenly on the third day of the MCO, not COVID-19 related. And anyone who's lost someone during this time can attest that it's an experience of grief we've never been prepared for. Is all the time we get perfect to grieve, or does not being able to leave the house and go out make it harder to move on from loss? And V, truly so, so sorry to hear of your loss. I can think of nothing worse. And and I hope that you guys are taking care, because I don't think anybody could possibly have the answer to that. That's such a tough question.
No, yeah. And I, V, you know, I'm sorry for your loss too, but I can say that I can relate to you because my granddad passed during the MCO. And, you know, since my mom wasn't well and we didn't want to risk, we stayed at home, so because we didn't want to risk it and expose her. So we actually had to watch the funeral from online. So I think certainly this this whole thing's really affected people in so many unprecedented ways, I think. But I think it's really nice to at least be able to talk to the loved ones we do have and at least see them online.
Yeah, I think that's why the term physical distancing, right, as opposed to social distancing, because you can still connect. We also have an anonymous message that's come through.
So my partner was just made redundant. So instead of him being my rock, it's me this time to offer any solace at all. It doesn't really impact us in the shorter term, but change is the only constant in life. In any case, journaling, making hourly plans, cooking and coffee, and the faith that this would end keep me going.
Again, really sorry to hear that. And I think that I can definitely relate on the hourly plans. I find that keeping my plans really, really small and contained help me not spiral out into this is months. it helps to kind of parcel out time in a more manageable way, I think.
Yeah, and taking it day by day, I found I can't believe someone was telling me this is day 30 something. I've lost track, but we've made it a long time. So, you know, certainly taking it day by day has helped time fly by for this extrovert over here. So.
And we have another anonymous message that says, how I keep my emotional health and sanity. I reward myself for achievements work-wise or personal-wise with an ice cream potong and chips to cheer myself up. My dog has been a great companion as well. And I would be entirely lost without my dog. And I like the idea of incentivizing yourself to retain some sanity.
Yeah, I've certainly allotted weekends to be my guilty snack time. So it'll usually be something from Jaslyn Cakes and I'll order a bit extra so I can, snack and get some cheat days in when I don't exercise.
So, keep those thoughts coming. You can, of course, WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. What we want to know is, how have you been maintaining your emotional sanity and or your emotional health? Sorry, sanity. I'm my own personal feelings about this are creeping in. How have you been maintaining your emotional health? What are you doing that makes you happy? Again, you can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. This has been The Daily Check-In, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.